WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Saxophonist and flutist Rossann Roland Kirk used to say he got some of his best ideas from his dreams. It was in a dream that he first had the notion of playing several horns at the same time, which became a signature for him. The name Rossann, which he took late in life, also came to him in a dream. Kirk died in 1977 when he was 42. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says when it comes to recognizing Kirk's contribution to jazz, many people have been asleep.
Now that the LP is dead and the expensive compact disc is king, it's interesting to watch the ways record companies reissue old albums on CD. LPs used to run about 40 minutes long. CDs can hold over 75 minutes of music. But sometimes, labels reissue old albums on CD as is, filling up only half the available time. Some companies fill out the program with alternate takes or extra material from the same sessions. And some companies piggyback two LPs onto one CD, which is a good idea, though they don't do it consistently. A new CD on the MRC label combines two fine albums by Rossann Roland Kirk, which were recorded in the mid-60s. One is called Rip, Rig, and Panic. The other is Now Please Don't You Cry, Beautiful Edith. When Rossann Roland Kirk was alive, he was pretty popular, but nowadays he doesn't get nearly enough credit. The music Kirk made during the 60s paved the way for key trends in the jazz of the 70s and 80s. Wynton Marsalis and Company get a lot of press for paying tribute to the great styles of the past, but in the 60s, when the jazz world was splintered into lots of factions and musicians were expected to choose up sides, Kirk played everything from early jazz to free jazz. On the two albums on his new CD, he plays ballads, a waltz, a bossa nova, a little free stuff, and even a little cheesy electronic music. He also plays several kinds of blues. Rossann was a terrific blues player. Didn't only jump from style to style, he also played a lot of different instruments. In doing that, he foreshadowed the Chicago avant-garde that blossomed in the late 60s and the 70s. That movement was rife with quick-change multi-instrumentalists. On his reissue, Kirk plays tenor sax, clarinet, assorted noisemakers, and two oddly shaped and pinched-sounding saxophones, the Manzello and this one, the Stritch. Kirk's work on flute was especially striking. He'd get shrieking effects by singing into it as he played. His style had a big influence on Ian Anderson, the flute player with the rock band Jethro Tull. Anderson wasn't nearly as good at it, but he made a lot more money. Here's the real thing. Thank you. matter what instrument or what kind of music he played, Rossan Roland Kirk was always preoccupied with the texture of sound. He loved to lay it on thick. That's how he maintained a distinctive style in such varied situations. Kirk could play two or three horns at the same time, and he did it with remarkable taste. Listen to the way he goes back and forth between multiple saxes and solo tenor on the ballad Once in a While. It's hard to understand why Roland Kirk hasn't gotten his due. I suspect it's because his humorous and theatrical streaks offend the middlebrow sensibilities of some folks. But Kirk obviously cared deeply about every kind of music he played. If this is the work of a clown, well, I wish more of the serious players made music that's half as stimulating.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead, this is Fresh Air.